Hello, well, I just got back from my barbecue, my friend's barbecue. Well, it didn't turn out to be a barbecue in the end because they didn't have as much gas as I thought they did. So my friend just cooked the food, which was really good still, great. And then we had chocolate and Boston bun for dessert. Henri had Pringles before for nibblies. And I just got home because I'm just too tired. I didn't sleep that well. Well, I did sleep well when I got there, but I didn't get to sleep for a while. It was self-induced. Self-induced lack of sleep. So I just came home and we got... It's 10:28, so it's almost 1.5 hours till New Year for us. And I'm going to pause it now. I mean, even though I said I don't think I'm going to stay up, I will. At least I'm home and I can just go to bed whenever. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to pause this boom now. I'm going to wait till the countdown on the radio. Then I'm going to go outside and see if I can record some fireworks for all you interested parties in your fireworks in different parts of the world and indeed seen in the new year in other parts of the world, which I do like. I like hearing recordings, which I have in the past, so quite a few of the new year in different parts of the world. Now, if I was in the city, wow, you would have a lot of atmosphere, obviously. But I would never dream of going to the city on New Year's Eve. I'm sure it's a lot better now since alcohol has been officially banned in public places. But still would be massively crowded there. And getting home, although public transport runs all night, I would think would be an absolute nightmare. Now I wouldn't ever do it. I think everybody here has except me. But so I'm now going to pause it. At least I'm home here with my Lottie now. I've got to go and feed Joy and the lad. And I'm sure that, I'll pause it and I'll be back as it hits New Year here, and we'll see if we can get some firework action. Over the past few years, with the exception of last year, I think when it was quite loud, over the past few years it has been pretty quiet around here, which is funny because on Christmas Day, Christmas night, as I'd recorded, there was a few close fireworks here, around here, but then, so it has been quiet over the past few years, because, my ex has been here. We also celebrated we had our anniversary on New Year's Eve, so we would go out and then, come back here. Well, towards the end anyway, over the past few years, we've come back here. We used to be there. And it's actually weird because he lives in more of a rural, not rural, what would you say, outer suburb of Melbourne. And they experience more, they have more, a lot more fireworks than we do. A lot more than we seem to have here. But I'm certainly too far away from the city, so we're not going to get city fireworks here. But anyway, I'm going to pause it now, go and feed Joy and do some stuff until the countdown begins, and I'll record all this for you interested parties. So, let's see. It's 10:32 here. New Zealand has already kicked over as of 32 minutes ago. So it would be fair to say it's 88 minutes till the new year. About 3 minutes to go now. So we'll have a countdown on the radio soon, and then, oh, I didn't mean to turn it off. No, come back on.
In the country, play live for half an hour, talk about careers. Now, if you took that to a music station as an idea, they'd throw you out the door. This is 3AW, a talk station, who are providing this outlet for Australian music. Look, I'm so proud of the fact that I've got an involvement in it. It was Grubby and Didi's idea.
2016. It's almost coming to a close here.
Thank you for a wonderful 2000. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Ken. Thanks to all our callers. A wonderful and peaceful 2017. Stay tuned for Alan Pearsall, who's coming up to take you through the wee hours. And, of course, you can call Alan on 13 13 32. And to everybody that's associated with this program and with 3AW, I hope it's a peaceful and wonderful 2017 for you. We're going to go out now with something that's a little bit traditional as we play.
It's a big hit, though, isn't it?
It's been a big hit for many hundreds of years. Turn it up, Kenny. Here we go.
Can't hear no fireworks outside yet. Like I said, it might be very quiet this year again. I just heard a firework.
Just about to hear the last news bulletin. In fact, it's the first bulletin for 2017.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even count
with Gary
down.
McQuaid. Thanks, everybody. Happy New Year to you all. I hope it's good, strong, and peaceful for everybody. And I wish you all the best of health. Thank you, William. Thank you, Kenny. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, here we go. Fireworks out there. I want to see if they do a countdown on this station. And they usually do, so I'm surprised they haven't. I'm loving it up a bit. What a spec. Oh, but that was an anticlimax. No, no countdown this year.
2017 has been welcomed across the east coast of Australia with spectacular fireworks. Oh,
there's been no countdown, but anyway. 10987654321. Happy New Year! Now let's go outside and see if we can hear much. Yep. Wow, welcome 2017. Wow. This year's going to be the year for me, I feel it. They're coming in from all directions. Anyway, you get the idea. It's cold here, surprisingly enough, although I haven't really got much on, so if I had more on, I'd go down the driveway and record, but you get the idea. You got a few loud ones. I'm disappointed they didn't have a countdown, though, because it's a different program to what they usually have on New Year's Eve, and they usually have a countdown. Oh, that was really anticlimactic. That version of Auld Lang Syne didn't really do it justice. I should have put it on another radio station, shouldn't I? Oh well, goodbye, 3AW. We don't like you anymore. Two recording. Two recording. Pause recording. Button.